make it disappear. I got a card up my sleeve. Name it and I'll pull it out your ear. I got a rabbit in my hat. If you wanna come and see, this is what we'll be. This is what we'll be. I got shackles on my wrist. Soon my slip might be gone. Chain me in a box in the river. And I sing in this song. Trust none of what you hear. And less of what you see. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be.
That, of course, is Bruce Springsteen, and that's the title cut from his latest Grammy-nominated recording, Magic. The CD features artwork done by University of Illinois Professor of Art and Design, B. Nettles. The icon on the disc is hers. In the 1970s, B. Nettles began a photographic interpretation of tarot cards. She produced the first deck of photographic tarot cards. It was called Mountain Dream Tarot. Then in 1990, she published a book, Knights of Assisi, A Journey Through the Tarot. And a decade later, in 2001, she produced a new edition of the tarot card deck. Springsteen's recording features an image from one of those cards. And B. Nettles is with me this afternoon to talk about her interest in the tarot, how it was that one of her tarot images now graces the CD, Magic, and how it was that you came to your interpretation of the tarot. Welcome.
Thanks.
So what is the image that they chose, the Springsteen team chose for the CD?
They chose the Three of Swords, and that's a very powerful, iconic image. I don't know if they knew the meaning behind the card, but I was working from a book when I actually made my card deck. And I would read these descriptions and then make the images. And I'll read you the description of the Three of Swords. It's three swords piercing a heart, cloud and rain behind, and then what you can divine from it is removal, absence, delay, division, rupture, dispersion, and all that the design signifies naturally being too simple and obvious to call for specific enumeration. And you can reverse the card and read it upside down, and it's even worse at that point. It's mental alienation, error, loss, distraction, disorder, and confusion. And I think this is really appropriate to a lot of the lyrics in the songs on this latest CD.
Yeah, what do you think of the album?
I love it. I think it's very, very powerful, very moving, very political. A lot of it's got to do with the war in Iraq and his opinion of that, but also developments in the country. The song Magic seems to have to do with sleight of hand and trickery.
Mm-hmm. And cards.
And cards,
all manner
yes.
of all manner of magic. Mm-hmm. So how was it that this came into their circle of awareness? And I don't know if it was Springsteen himself or was
well,
it his design
Well, he looked at it.
Team?
Evidently, he approved it. But over a year ago, I had a spread of about 14 of these cards in an Australian fashion magazine called Doing Bird. And I'd never heard of the magazine, but it turned out to be really slick and very, very well done. And they must have sent it to New York to Sony. And so I got an email message from Sony asking if they could use this image on a upcoming release. Now, they didn't tell me it was for Bruce Springsteen, but we negotiated that. And then they let me know that it was going to be for him, and that was extremely thrilling, of course. I've always liked his music, and I remember actually listening to it when I lived in Philadelphia in the early 70s when I was printing these cards. I was listening to his early music, especially the one about Madame Marie telling fortunes on the boardwalk of Asbury Park, and so it was really quite exciting.
So what led to your interest in the tarot cards to begin with?
Well, when I was a graduate student, I was a painting student. Someone actually gave me a book called The Pictorial Key to the Tarot by a man named Waite. I didn't have a deck. I just had this old book. And just as a lark, I made a self-portrait of myself as the Queen of Stars because I had a thing for stars back then. Then I left and went to North Carolina, where I had spent many summers as a student and a teacher of workshops. And I bought a dress that had stars and did another self-portrait. And the next morning, I got up and I was setting up appointments with people to pose for the different characters in the cards. So the idea occurred to me in a dream to do a photographic version of this tarot card deck. And little beknownst to me, it was probably the first photographic tarot card deck in the history of the cards, which have been around for hundreds of years. They started out in Europe, and they would have first been drawn and painted and then eventually woodcuts. And they follow the whole history of graphic reproduction. I mean, you'd have offset lithography And so mine was the first photographic one.
It was quite a painstaking process to put it together, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It took about 5 years. I started it in 1970 and worked on it off and on. It wasn't something that I was doing all the time, but I have family in Florida, and they modeled for me in many of the cards. And so when I would go to Florida, we would all gather and pose and do whatever we had to do. I had to hang my brother, for example. That was pretty amazing. But he looks great, but he was actually hanging upside down. And all of these odd cards had to be done before Photoshop. So if someone was on fire or something they were holding was on fire, I had to actually alight it. And if I needed a boat, I had to rent a boat or get a boat. With Photoshop, of course, it's all terribly easy now. Yeah. Are much easier.
Well, talk with us a little bit more about tarot cards because, you know, I kind of, know them in a way, but then not at all.
Well, what interested me was the collection of archetypal imagery that they contain. And there's cards that are called the higher arcana and play just with those, or you can study just those. And they have names like the moon, the sun, the tower, justice, and so forth. And the only card from the higher arcana that we still have is the fool who became the joker in our card deck. He has the number zero. He has no particular place. And then there's four suits. There's swords, wands, cups, and pentacles. And those transformed in modern times to become the playing cards that we know. The swords became spades, and the wands became clubs, and the diamonds and hearts were the more feminine sorts of cards, and they corresponded to the pentacles and also to the hearts.
Now, all these happenings now with the Springsteen album, Magic,
yeah.
Are you thinking once again about tarot, and do you think you'll do more work
I've really done it. I don't know that I'll do any more, although in 1990 I did a fashion shoot in Italy based on the tarot cards for a Japanese clothing designer, and that resulted in this book called Knights of Assisi, A Journey Through the Tarot. And there I focused on the four suits, and I used male models. So we focused just on the knights and the pages of the different suits. It's a beautiful deck, and our book rather, and it was all shot there on location in Italy.
You must have had a great time.
Yeah, it was very hard work. It was 3 days of just almost nonstop work, but it was wonderful because I had 14 people working with me. I've never had such a large crew there to just assist me.
Yeah. Well, there we've got to leave it. We're out of time. But for listeners who might be interested in seeing your work, I guess a good place to start would be at your website.
That's right. Just enter my name, B. Nettles, BEANETTLES.com.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for talking with us this afternoon.
Thanks. It was fun.